Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue our study of commentaries on the Quran. Let me remind you, my dear friends, that we are in Quran chapter 16, which is titled The Book of the Bees. As I shared with you in the beginning of our study for the commentary on that chapter, I told you that that chapter does not have the counterfeit of the Bible. What do I mean by that? As you study the Quran, you will discover that Muhammad loved to take, which we call stealing, or what we call plagiarism. That is, he take the stories of the Bible, change it a little bit, make it in a short sentence, and he repeat it over and over and over again throughout the Quran. But when we came to Quran chapter 16, we realized that there is no Joseph, there is no Moses, there is no Abraham, there is no Noah, there is not anything written about Jesus. So obviously this is just a chapter of poetry. And what I love about Muhammad poetry, it's about, once again, cocktail of everything. We are right now in verse 70 of Quran chapter 16, which only include 128 verses. Now, if we go back quickly to summarize what we have talked about, the first portion of the Quran, beginning from verse 1, Muhammad is telling the emperor of Quraysh that terrorization and the command of Allah is upon you, and he is exalted above you, O infidels. As he said in verse 2, that it is Allah who sent the angels with the spirit on whomever he chooses from his servants. There is no God except Allah, and fear Allah. Then Muhammad changed the subject and he talked about the creation of the heavens and the earth, seven each, and the creation of man from Nutfa, which is a nonsense, because man was not created from Nutfa, man was created from dirt. The Nutfa is scientifically false in the Quran, which is, as we shared before, the fluid which comes from the backbones of man and from the women's breast, or from the women's bones of their chest. And obviously that is nonsensical error. It's a huge error, as Allah mentioned in many locations of the Quran. Then Allah, or Muhammad, changed the subject once again, and he began to talk about the livestock. How in them there are many benefits, worms and meat we eat, and how we enjoy them as they graze or as they rest. Somehow there is a beauty in that. Then Allah also talked about how these livestock carry our heavy goods from one place to another place. Then Muhammad changed the subject again as he talked about the horses and the mules and the donkeys, how we ride them, and how Allah created what we do not know. Move on to the creation of Allah. He said he is the one who sends the water from heaven. He meant the rain. And from it we drink, and all the trees drink as well. Somehow, another miracle in the Quran is that because of the rain, we have grass, we have olives, we have palm tree, and we have grapes, and many different fruit. And then Muhammad changed the subject in verse 12 to talk about how Allah made the night and the day and the sun and the moon and the stars subservient to us. And Muhammad said, that is another sign or a miracle for us. How Allah in verse 14 also made the sea subservient to us. From it we have soft meat to eat, and also we have the ornament to wear as jewelry. Allah here is talking about pearls. Then Allah changed the subject once again, and he talked about what happened when he created the earth. You see, originally when he created the earth, it did not have mountains, but later he added them on the earth so that the earth won't move. Also in verse 16, Allah created the stars, which by it we are guided, especially for those who travel at night. And then Allah said, of course, the one who creates is not like the one who does not create. Remember in verse 17, we talked about Isa, son of Mary, whom Muslims claim to be Jesus, the one who also creates as Allah created. And Muhammad said in verse 18 that we cannot count the grace of Allah because Allah is forgiving, merciful. And Allah knows what we hide and what we reveal. Once again, that is another description for Isa, son of Mary, in the Quran. Obviously, from verses 17 and 19, we know that Isa is Allah. Why? Because he created and because he knows what we hide and what we reveal. In verse 24, Allah changed the subject once again and he asked the infidels of Quraysh, what did Allah reveal? They said, this is the legends of the ancients. We're talking about their opinion of the Quran. But in verse 30, Muhammad repeats the same question to the believers and he said, what did Allah send down on you? They said, good. And obviously, it is good for those who live in this world and for the hereafter. It's also good, which is a house of bless to those who fear Allah. Then in verse 31, Muhammad talked about the Garden of Eden and how there is rivers that flow under them and they will have in it whatever they desire. And then in verse 33, Muhammad changed the subject again and talked about the angels who causes those who fear Allah, who believe in Allah, to die, and they admit them to the garden. As for the wicked, those are the infidels who did not believe in Allah. In verse 33, Muhammad said, the angels will come to them, and they will not treat them unjustly because they treated themselves unjustly. And whatever they were mocking or making fun of fell on them, which means obviously they went to hell. In verse 36, Muhammad gave us new information, which is falsehood, that Allah sent a messenger from every nation. We discover that there is only one nation which God sent from them messengers or prophets, and that is the Jewish nation. That's why Allah in the Quran stated that he favored the Jews above the world because he gives them the prophethood and the book and the wisdom. Besides that, we know that God did not send any prophet from any other nations, as Muhammad erroneously claimed in Quran chapter 16 and verse 36. Muhammad told us in verse 37 that Allah will not guide the people whom he already led astray, even though Muhammad wanted them so badly to be guided by Allah. In verse 41, Muhammad talked about those who immigrant, that they will have in this world good, and hereafter they will have a bigger blessing from Allah. Those are the Muslim believers who migrated with Muhammad from Mecca to Medina, and because they were patient and they depend on Allah. In verse 43, Muhammad changed the subject again, and he's telling us about all the men who came before Muhammad were inspired, and he called the Jews and the Christians, in that case here, the people of the book. Allah stated in verse 51 that people should never take two gods, and obviously from the interpretation of Muslim scholars, we know he's talking about Allah and Isa, son of Mary. We respond to that by stating that no, Christians do not believe in two gods, but believe in one God as he revealed himself in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And Muhammad, throughout the verses of Quran chapter 16, changed the subject from one thing to another thing as somebody under the influence of drugs, and he does not really have a focus or point of his writings. Once again, in verse 65, Muhammad repeats the early information about Allah sending water from heaven, and by that water, he gave life to earth after it was dead, as we see in our last broadcast, and we know for sure that earth never die. Then Muhammad talked about milk come out of the belly of the livestock, which actually was mixed with the feces and the blood inside the belly of the livestock, and that is obviously an error. Then in verse 67, Muhammad talked about the palms and the grapes and how we can take out of it fruit or wine. And we explained in our last broadcast that even that verse was abrogated later by other verses from which we know that Muslims are not allowed to touch alcohol in this world. But amazingly, as we have seen before throughout the Quran, that Allah rewards the Muslim believers in the paradise by rivers of wine, delicious for those who would drink from it. As we saw in verse 68 in our last program, that Allah revealed to the bees, and somehow now we know that the bees are also like human. They have prophets, they have messengers. Some of them are believers and some of them are not believers, not only because of that verse specifically, but from throughout the verse of the Quran. Creatures are like human. There is some of them who are believers and some of them who are unbelievers, infidels. Some of them are Jews and Christians and Muslims and on, as Muhammad used his imagination with so-called Muslim scholars to help us to understand that nonsensical doctrine or belief of Islam.
Have you always wanted to read exactly what the Quran teaches, but didn't know which translation you could trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugar-coated the violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After years of careful translation, with assistance from scholars around the globe, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry is pleased to offer the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever produced. This study Quran is packed with valuable resources such as detailed study notes for the reader, comments and references regarding the many errors and contradictions in the Quran, careful comparisons with biblical accounts borrowed and corrupted by Muhammad, information regarding the original sources that Muhammad adopted, highlights of non-Arabic words and idioms within the text of the Quran, a detailed table of biblical prophecies about Jesus, and a clear presentation of the evidence for the Bible with a powerful gospel invitation. This modern English translation will equip you with the knowledge you need to reach those lost in the darkness of Islam. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. The Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. Please contact us at 941-223-1703. And now, back to our show.
In verse 69, Muhammad made an error. Out of the belly of the bees comes out drink. He's talking about honey with different colors, and in that drink there is healing to the people. And once again, that is another sign or miracle was given by Allah in the Quran. Obviously, we know that none of these are miracles. Why? Because if you can observe it by your eye, if you can taste it by your tongue, if you can touch it by your hand, it is not a miracle. A miracle is something beyond the nature, like Jesus raising the dead 4 days after he died. Muhammad always talk about rain come down from heaven, but he did not bring it down from heaven. He could not stop it for a day, but Prophet Elijah was able to stop the rain for 3.5 years, and the rain did not come until he prayed. Many prophets perform miracles all over the Bible, Old and New Testament. And somehow Muhammad talk about the nature, the rain come from heaven, or this and that, and this and those, the stories which he keep repeating in the Quran. And he think, because he's telling us about something we can see by our eyes, we can touch by our hand, we can taste by our tongue, now we got a miracle in the Quran. No, my friends. These are not miracles or signs. This is what we call logical information. As a matter of fact, Muhammad talked about a lot of false information. It is true that honey bring healing to the body, which was very well known for hundreds of years before Muhammad. But Muhammad also said that drinking camel urine would bring healing to the body. And I'm sorry, this is not true whatsoever. So now we are in verse 70 of Quran chapter 16. And here we read, "And Allah create you, then he put you to death. And some of you will be given back to the worst age, so they will not know after knowledge anything. Surely Allah is knowing mighty." Can you imagine that with me? After all what Muhammad talked about here and there without any order, just changing the subject every 2-3 verses, now he's talking about the creation and the death of human, which he already mentioned in the same chapter in verses 4, 28 and verse 32. So why Allah in verse 70 repeat what he already mentioned earlier? It is just Muhammad making one more verse in his Quran chapter 16. When you read the interpretation of Muslim scholars, they will tell you that Allah created all the people and he caused them to die. Some of them, they live to be real old, according to the interpretation of the great Muslim scholar Al-Tabari, as stated by Muhammad ibn Sawar, Sana' Asad ibn Amran, Sa'd ibn Tarif, Al-Asbagh ibn Nabata, that Ali said that that old age is actually 75 years. Wow. Yes, in Muhammad's day, 75 years was an old age. But what do you do for people today who live over 100 years? So where is the miracle of the Quran? The miracle of the Quran and the beauty of the verse of the Quran, it may fit in Muhammad's days, but it will not fit in our days. Muhammad did not know that people in the future, they will live to be 90, 100, and 110. And what is amazing is that Allah is telling us in that verse, when people come up to that age, 75, they will be like children. They could not remember anything. That is when Allah said, so they will not know after knowledge anything. Excuse me. My mother-in-law died 96 years old and she have memory better than mine when I'm only 55. I mean, she was unbelievable in her knowledge. So somehow, my mother-in-law alone proved that Allah is not God and Muhammad is not a prophet. And Muslim scholars are not scholars. Why? Because my mother-in-law, she was a living evidence that Quran chapter 16 and verse 70 is a wrong revelation. Let's move on to verse 71. And Allah has preferred some of you above others in the provision. So those whom he preferred, they did not give away of what he provides them to whom the right hand possesses. So they are equal in it. Will they disbelieve in the grace of Allah? What Muhammad is talking about here? Muhammad is talking about some people are rich and some people are poor. Some people own slaves and others do not have, but they are slaves of those rich. Allah here is telling the Muslim believers or the infidels of Quraysh or whoever is going to read the Quran, you do not share what you have with those whom you own as slaves. By the way, that is internal evidence that in Islam, it is lawful for Muslims to have slaves. As you see that throughout the pages of the Quran, when you read the statement, whomever your right hand possessed. And what is the message of that verse? According to the great Muslim scholar Al-Tabari, don't you dare take Jesus as God. Don't make Jesus partner with Allah because you don't partner your slaves in your possessions. You don't share with your slaves your possessions. So how can you make Allah and Isa partners? How in the world Muslim scholars come up with that interpretation to that verse, I do not know. But obviously they have in their agenda, they have in their heart, in their mind, that Jesus is not God. And therefore, they will use any verse of the Quran to twist and interpret it to be exactly the same message which they believe. Then Muhammad go on random talk, literally verses without any meaning, like most of the verses of the Quran when it was written just for the fun of having poetry. An example of that is verse 72. For there we read, and Allah made wives for you from your souls. Excuse me. Who have logic or common sense to believe in that? I know Muslim scholars interpret, he's talking about Adam and Eve. Excuse me, where you come even with the name Eve? Eve was never mentioned in the Quran. So since God made Eve from Adam, he also made our wives from us. That is nonsense. My wife, Vicky Dagdok, have nothing to do with my soul. She was never made from me. Let me read to you the verse again. And Allah made wives, that's plural, for you from your souls. Nonsense. And made sons and grandsons from your wives. Another nonsense. You know why? Because my wife only made me my son, and my son is the one who made me my grandsons or granddaughters. Not the wife. My wife does not produce my baby and my grandbaby. You know what I say about that verse? It is somebody is under the influence, once again, of drugs, and he's just making nonsense. But somehow, to the Muslim believers, Every verse in the Quran is a miracle. When you read the verses of the Quran, my friends, if it is not a story taken from the Bible or from some other book, it is always rambling. Blah, 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 blah. Amen. These verses does not make any sense. Let's move on to the next verse. And they serve rather than Allah what cannot have provision for them of anything in the heavens and the earth, and they cannot. Once again, words that don't make sense but rhyme. There is no truth. There is no point. And that is the Quran of Muhammad. Look at verse 74 of Quran 16. Allah said, so do not set forth the parables to Allah. Surely Allah knows and you do not know. What in the world Muhammad is talking about? I do not know. I really do not know. And I know, and I know. If I go to Muslim scholars and I read the interpretation, they would do their best to try to make sense out of that. Al-Tabri said, there is none like Allah. So do not prescribe him with anything else. Al-Tabri said, according to Ibn Abbas, do not take idols as gods. Do not make with me any other god, because there is no god except me. Al-Tabri also said that Qatada said that they were serving others than Allah, those who could not give them any provisions in heavens or on earth. They cannot do anything for them. You see what's happening here? They're just going in circles with different words, trying to interpret to us a verse in the Quran which does not have any interpretation because there was no message there. Once again, Quran 16:74, Allah said, so do not set forth the parables to Allah. Surely Allah knows and you do not know. Does Muhammad really understand what parables are? In our next broadcast, I'm going to be sharing with you some of the parables of the Quran, from which I guarantee you, you could not help but to laugh, because neither Allah, nor Jibreel, nor Muhammad know what parables mean. As I will be sharing with you also some of the biblical parables. And there we'll find that the difference between what the Holy Scripture, the Bible, teaches us about parables and what Muhammad was trying to make sense out all that of which he wrote in his Quran to talk about parables. And to continue our study of commentaries on the Quran, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.